The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Friday on the radio, hello, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I'm Doug. Kara Schilling is here. Rich McFadden is here. We're here about the end of, what does it make, whether it's Friday or Monday, right? There's still a lot of things going on. The world is an exciting place, and there are tons of things going on. I was on an American Airlines flight last night from Boston to Los Angeles, and I was told, get to the airport early. There are huge delays, and it'll be terrible. You'll miss your flight. Well, apparently, a number of people in American Airlines situations around the country have missed their flight. This is spring break. All the flights are full. I mean, that seems to be the way it is most of the time anyway. So the customers who are waiting in line for TSA checks, it's a scam. It's theater. So the TSA says, oh, we're struggling to be as good as we can be. I watched. There was some guy glowering over the person checking my license and the ticket. I went in. I'm in the TSA pre-select line. So there are people that are moving faster, generally speaking, there. But there's still some guy who's just standing there with his arms crossed. There's a theater. He's looking really rough, and he's giving everybody the eyeball to see if he can find somebody who's a bad dude, who's a terrorist. They're going to get him. So he just stands there, doing nothing, standing there, and looking over this other guy's shoulder, which obviously was slowing him down because he felt uncomfortable in the circumstance. Maybe it's a good thing to have some kind of supervision, but the overall rating of the TSA is miserable anyway. 6,800 American Airlines passengers this week have missed flights because of the TSA checks. And American said yesterday the company fears that it could get worse. And they say it's unacceptable. Make the changes now so that you can get the passengers in and go through. What goes on in these checks anyway? The guy who's you put your bags on a tray, and then you push the tray down into the X-ray machine, and it comes out the other side, and they stop it, and they look at it. There's a couple like, hey, Joe, come on over here, look at this. So Joe and Fred both look at the screen to see what your underwear looks like or whatever other foolish stuff. Yeah, every time I put my through, because I bring some radio equipment with me, just in case, most of the time that I travel. So I say to the guy at the X-ray machine, when I'm looking at his face, and he's trying to figure out what's there. I said it to him yesterday. I said, okay, it's radio equipment. And he looks at me and says, you mean like microphones and stuff? And I said, yeah, because they think anything long and thin like that may present some sort of danger because they haven't been very well schooled. So he says, okay, man. And he sends it on. Now, I could have told him anything. But I always tell him the same thing. And most of these guys are used to seeing me because I'm in and out of that airport a lot. They see and I say the same thing. So they remember, oh, yeah, I remember that guy. He's got radio equipment in his bag. But I could have anything. Like, I could have a pipe bomb in there. Although I think that the equipment is sensitive enough to tell whether it's that material or whether it's a microphone. But it's that kind of stuff. So the worst problems are in Seattle and Atlanta, apparently. And the airport authorities in Seattle and Atlanta are talking about replacing the TSA with private security. Now, this has been going on for a long time, the discussion of whether or not to replace the TSA with private security. But you all know what the people outside, when you're getting into the line, and there's somebody there It always is usually somebody who's not a native-born American. Am I being nice about that? Does that sound crass of us? No, I'm not trying to be offensive. That's what it is. Somebody who's not able to speak English very well. They're usually visiting and talking to somebody else. So you show them your ticket to see whatever line you're supposed to be in, and then they grunt and send you, and then they back to their conversation with their pal who's there. What kind of security is that? What's the point? It's ridiculous. And yet you're being charged. Look at the ticket price. It includes $5.35 for this kind of security. Huh? And you know, the TSA says, well, we've got to increase our checks because of Brussels and what happened in Paris and what happened every. And
you get the part about the people not speaking English well, though.
How do you mean?
I'd never run across anybody at the TSA who can't speak to me in English.
Yeah, well, this is outside. Before you go in to get checked by the TSA, I'm talking about the red coat who's standing out there looking at your ticket to see which line you're supposed to be in.
There I will agree with you, yes.
Yeah, right, exactly.
I don't know that they've ever spoken English, but it's certainly a different level of agents sitting there than inside different. The one that checks your passport.
Well, those are the private security. I'm making the point that the private security people who have been trying to sell the government on replacing the TSA because they're so expensive. Do you realize not only do we spend $6 billion, and the budget was cut at some point last year, but about $6 billion is spent a year for this theater. But what's happened, not only is it the day-to-day operation, but now they've run into serious overtime problems because they've hired a lot of incompetent people. They've had to fire them, and they don't have enough people, so they say. So they're running overtime into the hundreds of thousands of dollars in each one of these airports. That's management 000. And then the other thing is that they have this huge retirement plan for these people as government employees. And they're all talking, listen to them. I mean, I listen to them as I'm standing in line. They're not talking about protection. They're talking about what their hours are, what time they get off today, how much they made last week, and what about the supervisor? He lost all his hair. You know, that kind of stuff. What? It is just craziness. So
I had to pay more attention. I don't hear any of this.
Oh, man. This is like the circus. It is. It's a circus. And the people at American say, you know what? We've had enough of this. Stop it. Do something about it. Because they have to funnel the money through their ticket prices to pay for some of this stuff, even though taxpayer dollars is also involved. But why? Not only is it a problem for them in this term, but the logistics of having to reroute 6,800 people on other airplanes during a spring break week when every plane is pretty much full, you can imagine what kind of a nightmare that is. So, anyway, I just think that it's time that people get serious. This ought to be a discussion topic for the election, frankly, this kind of stuff. You know how I love to go off on these sorts of things. All right, so let me put you in a better mood or a better place. Story from New Jersey today.
Yeah.
New Jersey homeowner jumped into action this week. Two burglars entered her home. The video posted by the New Jersey State Police yesterday, which is kind of cool. It's all over the place on social media, Richie. You can see the dogs in her house barking just before these two guys smashed open the front door and started to ransack her house. But because she has a video system, she has a home, well, like a home surveillance system, and it keys into her computer at her office. She's watching these guys, and you can see the video. I'm watching the video right now. And so as soon as she saw those guys, you can see them running out the door because she's able to talk to them. There's a speaker in the house.
Yeah.
The dogs are on the chair. I'm watching this video right now. You can probably find it, too.
That's awesome.
And the dogs are on the chair. They barked at these guys, but they didn't bite them. They get in, start to rip everything up, and she speaks to them on the speakers in the house, get out of my house. And you can see them turning around, looking to see, oh, who's talking to me? And they run out the front door. And they got away.
We were just talking. What was it?
Got her jewelry and a lot of stuff.
They did get something.
They did get something, yeah.
And you can be sure, unless they were wearing masks, they have video and pictures of these guys.
Yeah.
We were with some friends Saturday night, and we were talking about somebody was able to watch a real estate agent going through their medicine cabinets,
really?
Stealing opioid drugs.
Yeah.
And apparently it turned out not to be a real estate agent. They were somebody who worked in the office of the real estate agent, pretending to be an agent,
really?
And would go to the houses with lock boxes on them and steal their opioid drugs. And how they found them was this exact same way, the video home security system.
Yeah. Well, it's I don't have it. I don't care. I don't even lock the door because you've got to get in. I got no jewelry. I got old television sets.
Yeah, what
I got old computers. What are you going to get from me?
Right.
Yeah.
The nicest thing you have in your house is your house.
Exactly. My house is great. Great new house. I have my MyPillow, though, Richie, in my house.
Love the MyPillow.
MyPillow.
This thing is the biggest thing to hit the market.
Everybody's talking about these.
Everybody.
Everybody is hearing people talk about MyPillow and how it's fit directly to you, whether you sleep on your back, your side. If you're big or small, it doesn't make any difference. It's the perfect fit. I actually have one here in California as well as in Massachusetts. So I wrapped myself around the MyPillow and went. I didn't get a lot of sleep last night, but it was good sleep. You will not have a MyPillow go flat on you. It doesn't get hot on you. It has a patented fill in the pillow that helps you sleep like a baby. So, how about you get your own MyPillow, pay the regular price, and then you'll get a pillow for your partner free. MyPillows, two MyPillows for the price of one. That's why people are talking about these things, because they're great and they're inexpensive. Two pillows for the price of one. Do not toss, do not turn, go to your phone. Call 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS. Yeah, yeah, Doug Steffen. Direct sleep. 800-874-8985. I don't care what you come up with. Just use the code for a free pillow and sleep better right away. Call 800-874-8985. Or you can go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DS for a pillow that everybody, as Richie said, is talking about. It's made in America. Comes with a 60-day satisfaction guarantee. 10-year warranty. You can wash this thing and dry it. Make sure you make the call now, 800-874-8985. The promo code is DS.
How strong is Allegra D?
It's my congestion's out of my way strong. Even in the park, playing with my dog. Go fetch, Bosley.
Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant that starts relieving your toughest allergy symptoms in under 1 hour.
Allegra D is breathing free for 24 hours strong, even in the convertible.
Allegra D, strong relief for your allergy symptoms. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
This weekend at Guitar Center, get a free gift card with the purchase of select guitars, keys, and drum kits. Grab the gear you need to make music and get up to a $40 gift card free with your purchase. Get a $30 gift card with select keyboard purchases over $2.99. Purchase a select acoustic or electric guitar over $3.99 and get a $40 gift card. Or get a $30 gift card with the purchase of select acoustic or electric drum kits. Come get your free gift card at Guitar Center's free with purchase event this weekend only, in-store and online.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference. Not $1 billion, but I do want to be able to save for the future. So this year, I partnered with TIAA to help me map out what I should be doing. Together, we came up with a personalized plan for my finances. And now, it seems like a life of rewarding work just might pay off for a lifetime.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
Welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy, I'm opening a business next door.
Well, welcome to the neighborhood. You know, Staples can print custom signs and banners to help get the word out.
Great, but I gotta watch every dime.
We have low prices every day. And with Staples Price Match Guarantee, you can always get the lowest price.
Perfect.
So when's the grand opening?
Yesterday.
I had no idea.
Neither did anyone else.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples, make more happen.
Price Match, get a checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
Thank you. water is the single most important thing your body needs. So you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I'm looking at a picture of Michael Bublé trying to eat an ear of corn. That's all over social media, like everything else. You see, have you seen the picture? He's wearing a sweatshirt. Huh? Sweatshirt and a baseball cap. And he's sticking the corn in his mouth in a way that is...
like a hot dog.
Well...
yeah, and it could look a little...
yeah, exactly. So, here's one of the best-selling recording artists in the world, but he's failed when he was asked, I don't know where he was, it looks like there's a ball game or something. There's a right way to eat corn on the cob, and there's a wrong way, and there's the Army way, and there's the Michael Bublé way. So you see this picture, he's on the street, and he has no idea. Looking at this thing, has absolutely no idea how to eat the ear of corn.
I've never seen anybody stick an ear of corn in their mouth lengthwise instead of sideways.
The picture is labeled cob sucker, I don't even begin to understand.
You know,
I'm looking at his Twitter posting at Michael Bublé. And he acknowledges this, and then he goes on to talk about some other guy who's a friend of his that's recording. But it's this kind of goes. I'm looking at his Twitter site, and it just it makes me wonder. You and I are talking a lot, and some of the members of my staff with me about Twitter and posting and things that are part of using social media, whether it's Twitter or Facebook or Instagram or Pinterest or Tumblr or whatever it is.
This picture is, boom, everywhere in 5 minutes.
Of course it is. Right. Bingo. Everywhere. And I'm making fun of them. Now, is this an example of, what's the old adage? I don't care what you say about me, just spell my name right. Bublé is very popular. Yeah. Very popular. He's very,
but you know what strikes me about this picture? Is once you become or get to a certain amount of fame in life,
mm-hmm.
you better watch how you eat and what you eat.
Everything. You got to watch everything.
Because remember your Michelle
fly
Bachman?
Open on your pants?
What remember Michelle there? Bachman and the sausage?
Yes.
And remember Mayor Bill de Blasio and the pizza?
Yeah.
How he ate it with a fork and knife instead of folding it in New York and the New Yorkers. You can't eat. And this is what, you know, when politicians are on the campaign trail and they have to go do these meet and greets in the local famous diner or whatever it is, eating in front of that press corps has to be the scariest thing ever. Yeah. Put in a big old burger, you know. Let's say you walk in the Ben's Chili Bowl here in Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
Every politician has to go to Ben's Chili Bowl. Sticking a chili dog in your mouth when you know that you got 100 cameras on you.
Right.
Can you imagine?
All right, you got a Kelly Clarkson song? Apparently she has welcomed a new baby boy as of last night, I think. Her husband is Brandon Blackstock.
Yeah, it was like her manager or something, right?
Is that what he is? I don't know that much about her. But I always thought she was kind of cute. And there have been a lot of pictures on social media about her.
She's
idol.
She's genuine.
Yeah.
She's real.
Yeah.
She's not faking anything.
Right. Yep.
And she's got a great personality.
Mm-hmm.
Her music, okay, yeah, it's fine. It's pop. It's whatever it is. But I love her as a person because she is so genuine.
So at Kelly underscore Clarkson, she announces the baby boy has arrived. His name is Remington Alexander Blackstock. What a great name that is.
Wow.
Not as good as Miles.
That could be a king.
Yes, King Remington Alexander, please. 28 minutes past the hour. Congratulations to Kelly Clarkson here from us. Good day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with today's pet tip. Hey, chew on this. You know, puppies go through a teething stage just as human babies do. And like a human baby, a puppy's first set of tiny sharp teeth are temporary. At approximately 4 months of age, his permanent teeth start cutting through his gums, causing swelling, inflammation, and of course, pain. The puppy will chew on virtually anything he can get a hold of in order to relieve his pain, including you. Now, if it was a human child, people would run to the drugstore and they'd get a frozen teething ring for the child to play with. Well, I'm not recommending a frozen teething ring, but here's what I am recommending. What I'd like you to do is take some of the dog's favorite toys, get those puppy toys, put them in the freezer, put a little cheese whiz on them or a little drop of peanut butter for flavor, keep those in the freezer. And when the dog is really, really mouthy, when the dog's mouth seems to really hurt him, give him one of the frozen toys to play with. It works on the same principle as a frozen teething ring. It will help soothe the gums and make the dog feel a whole lot better when he's teething. And you know what? Chances are you'll have both pairs of shoes when you go to put them on. Oh, more next time.
This report is brought to you by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Cancer remains the number one cause of death by disease for U.S. children 14 and younger. That's unacceptable. St. Jude Children's Research Hospital is leading the way the world understands, treats, and defeats childhood cancer and other life-threatening diseases. From marathons, walks, and runs, to mathathons, dinners, and golf events, awareness and funds are raised through more than 31,000 St. Jude events around the country. Donations from events like these allow doctors and scientists to focus on what matters most, saving kids regardless of their financial situation. Rick Shadiak Jr., President and CEO of ALSAC, the fundraising and awareness organization for St. Jude.
St. Jude is working to drive the overall survival rate for childhood cancer to 90%, and we won't stop until no child dies from cancer. Thanks to our supporters, families never receive a bill from St. Jude Children's Research Hospital for treatment, travel, housing, or food, because all they should worry about is helping their child live.
For more information, visit St. Jude.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years
years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-G-O-L-D.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Friday on the Good Day program's 15th. Taxes not due until Monday, by the way. It's normally, I don't know why they changed it to 15th Friday. So what do they give you an extra weekend for, other than a lot of people complaining they don't have their taxes done? If we don't have our taxes done, it doesn't make any difference what year it is, what day of the week it is. The people are just not ready to do it. So what is giving you until Monday do? In Massachusetts, it's Tuesday because Monday's a holiday, Patriots Day.
I think it has something to do with that in D.C., with some kind of a D.C. Holiday, and the federal government's closed or something.
That's what, today? Taxes are due April 15th.
Yeah, I don't know. It's something to do with some kind of holiday in D.C. being closed.
Who cares?
I still have to come to work.
Just going
to
waste them. Look at the pig book. Did you see the pig book? Came out yesterday? From Citizens Against Government Waste? My God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It is unbelievable the amount of money being wasted, especially at the Pentagon and the military. But there's so many of those add-ons. What do they call them? When they add on, they were going to do it, but they've been
it's
doing
pork.
Bills. Yeah, but it's called something else. There's another term for it.
Pork barrel?
No. It sounds more official. Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah, when they add something onto an existing bill.
Yeah, they said they were going to not do that anymore, and yet they're doing it more and more and more and more and more to every bill. It's disgraceful. It really is. Anyway, the government, let's move away from the government of the United States. The government of Canada passed a law that will allow doctors to assist patients who want to die. The Kevorkian bill will not allow foreigners to come to Canada to commit suicide. They do not want to have suicide tourism in Canada. It only applies to those who are in the Canadian Health Service system. The Supreme Court there has ruled assisted suicide is not illegal. So, hello, if it's not illegal, why don't they just say it's legal? Government wrote a law which was presented yesterday. The law is expected to pass next week. Matter of fact, Justin Trudeau, who is the leader now, the Prime Minister of Canada, his father declined treatment for cancer before he died in the year 2000. He wanted to commit suicide, but it wasn't legal. But you know what? Well, who's going to, what this is about is physician-assisted suicide. But if you're going to commit suicide, why is there anybody
stop in it?
Yeah, exactly. Hello, are they going to put you in jail after you're dead?
Right, yeah.
It's so foolish to have these conversations.
If I ever decide to commit suicide, I'm going to go across the Canadian border just to upset them.
Yeah. Well, in Canada, 9 out of 10 people. This is a European thing. In England, in Europe, everybody wants to do it. I had my friend Eric Hetty committed suicide because he was old and he was infirmed and he didn't want to live any longer. And his mother did it before him. That's what they do.
I don't get that, man.
What, you don't get commit suicide?
Yeah, I forget if you're terminal,
yeah,
and you're in pain.
Yeah.
I get it, but just suicide in general.
Yeah.
Like, okay, my time's up here. Time to go.
Remember that song from MASH? Suicide is painless.
Suicide
that's what
is
I always think
man.
About. All right, so in Canada, 9 out of 10 people believe that assisted suicide ought to be legal. In America, the polls show nearly 7 in 10 people believe it ought to be legal. Let's ask Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump and Loser Cruiser and Kasich and everybody else who's running for office what they think about physicians. You want to see them scramble and stutter and fumble?
What do you think, Mrs. Clinton, about physician-assisted suicide?
We're going to take party lines. You know what's going to happen there.
Yeah, right, yeah. Well, anyway, the conversation.
I'm for it as long as they're in.
Yeah.
If they're willing to do it, I'm all in.
Okay. Let's get to some of the best of the show. We probably pause for a moment because there's a lot of great television. Usually on Fridays we review some of the great TV about this time in the program. Great TV shows, some clips from some of the shows from this past week. And we'll start with Richie's favorite, Gotham, in a moment here on Good Day. 38 past the hour.
Now, kid, I know you look at me and think, man, that guy knows everything. And you're right. I do. But occasionally even I get stumped. I know. Hard to believe. But when I need help, I get it from Grainger. Grainger can solve just about anything, from finding the right products to advice on installation to troubleshooting. Grainger gets me what I need right when I need it. When a guru needs a guru, who does a guru call? Guru calls Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The kitchen, that's home. I know that's like my grandma cooked, my mom cooked. I cook. Chocolate bread pudding and souffles and banana bread. I make a lot of banana bread because the baby likes bananas. We always have bananas in the house.
Home means something different to everyone. With millions of homes for sale or rent on Zillow, whatever home means to you, Zillow can help you find it.
This report is brought to you by Fifth Third Bank. For many, the American dream means financial independence. But is that a realistic goal for all of us? Most Americans consider themselves financially savvy, but a closer look at their finances doesn't always reflect their perceived understanding. According to a new study by Fifth Third Bank, financial independence was cited as a goal for over 80% of respondents. But for many Americans, staggering debt, poor retirement planning, and insufficient savings stand in the way of attaining that goal. 70% of Americans have some form of debt, yet 30% have no plan to pay it off. Jada Grandy, Senior Vice President, Fifth Third Bank.
Financial planning is one of the most important things you can do in life. From our survey results, we found that Americans are generally knowledgeable about basic financial concepts. The gap is applying that knowledge to personal behaviors in order to empower themselves for the future.
For more information, visit www.53.com/life.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24 Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy, and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
going on now at Guitar Center. Get a free gift card with the purchase of select guitars, keys, and drum kits. Grab the gear you need to make music and get up to a $40 gift card free with your purchase. Get a $30 gift card with select keyboard purchases over $2.99. Purchase a select acoustic or electric guitar over $3.99 and get a $40 gift card. Or get a $30 gift card with the purchase of select acoustic or electric drum kits. Come get your free gift card at Guitar Center's free with purchase event. Going on now, in-store and online.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
All right, now 41 after the hour here on Good Day. Spoiler alert, before we get to Gotham, Richie watching The Blacklist this week. I said I haven't seen The Blacklist for a while. I like it. I like Spader is really very good.
Spader is very good in this role. It's well.
And the woman that played his daughter, because that's who she is, Elizabeth Keen, also Megan something or other,
Megan
very
Boone.
Good. So, she gets killed?
She gets killed off last night. Spoiler alert, by the way. she gets killed last night, and I'm thinking, no.
Nah, it can't be really she's killed.
They can't.
No.
After she had her baby, they kill her off, and you're waiting for her to pop back to life, and she doesn't. And they put her in a body bag, and they take her off, and Spader's character says a very loving goodbye to her. And then you look at the TV news, because I go research it online, and I'm like, no, they cannot be killing her off. And Tom, her
husband,
or going to be husband on the show, is getting his own spinoff on another show without her, with another female lead.
Really?
And he's going to take the baby they just had with him on the spinoff. Now, the spinoff hasn't been ordered yet, but they're doing a one-show trial in May. And if it does well, then they'll sign the 13 episodes for next year. So, you see that? I'm thinking she's done. How many TV shows have you seen where in year three they kill off one of the two main characters?
Yeah, I don't get that.
And a lot of people say it's because she was really pregnant and in real life. So they kind of had to write this storyline to kind of match what was going on in her real life. And that she decided, I can't do this
and have a baby
at the same time. Mm-hmm. I want to take a couple years off. Mm-hmm. And that was her out.
Really?
So I was absolutely shocked last night.
Yeah.
Good show.
Yeah, it is a good show. Okay, so here's another one, Gotham, which has gotten too dark for me. I watched it. I would watch
it's a
it
very
on a plane,
dark show, but
I don't like it anymore.
The character development and the characters are, bar none, the best on TV.
Well, the kid who plays Jim Gordon is very good, very likable.
Yeah.
He comes across well. So here from this week's episode, the fellow who will become the Riddler on the show.
Who is excellent.
Yeah, well, there are a couple of them that are really dark. Oof. Anyway, here's the conversation between Jim Gordon's character and Edward the Riddler.
Bravo, Jim! I'd clap, but I have your gun in my hand. How did this happen to you? How did you become this? You dummy. This is who I am. It was just finally admitting the truth to myself. Well, that and murdering some people. I don't believe that. You don't believe it? Why, Jim? Because it would make you incompetent to know that I was right under your nose the whole time? Or you don't want to admit that there's a monster in all of us because you, of all people, should know that! That's what made it so easy to frame you! I was your friend. Were you, Jim? Were you my friend? Or did you just pity me? Oh, poor weird little Ed. With his little silly wordplay and his little riddles. Completely insane. Yeah. It's probably easier for you to think that. How about one last riddle for old time's sake? A nightmare for some. For others, a savior, I come. My hands cold and bleak. It's the warm heart's ache. they seek. Red again. Goodbye, Jim.
Drop the gun!
Okay.
Very good. Then the cops all come in and a little bit.
All right, so let's change the tone here. This was from Dancing with the Stars this week. Marla Maples used to be married to Donald Trump, became the next star to be eliminated.
Where are you looking at there, Holmes?
I'm looking at 258, Richie.
Oh, there you go.
That's right there.
Marla and Tony, Jody and Keogh, the couple with the lowest combined total of judges' scores and viewer votes from last week, and therefore leaving right now, is Marla and Tony.
Come on over, you gorgeous woman. I have to tell you how much I've enjoyed getting to meet you. Enjoy this for a second. You deserve it. You have been so lovely, and we've been so honored to have met you and been around you. What has this experience been like for you?
It's been the most incredible experience. Tony's been the most merciful teacher. We have had so much fun. Don't let those tears fool you. That was the tear of
like... It's been like being married to Donald. I get treated like a queen for a while, and then they chuck me out.
The expression on my friend's face here was shocked. You didn't expect this tonight.
I did not expect this. Marla has been such an incredible partner. I've had the most amazing time so far this season. After 21 seasons, I'm still having a good time. That says something about our show. I love it. Keep watching. Keep supporting this wonderful show on TV that's positive.
Blah, blah, blah.
Okay. So here's Rob Lowe's new show, The Grinder.
This show is so funny.
He's a lawyer, I believe, in this, is he not?
No.
I thought he was.
His brother is a lawyer and was a law firm. His brother is the kid, Kevin, from The Wonder Years.
Yeah.
And so Rob is this big actor on something on a show like Law and Order.
Oh, okay.
So in his mind, he kind of thinks he's a lawyer because he's done all these
things. That's what I got in my mind. I heard that.
And, so he pretends to help him. But, you know, in the end, he ends up helping him, but it's a totally goofy, funny show.
All right, here is Rob Lowe suggesting his brother's law firm ought to get a focus group.
Maybe you guys just need an outside perspective.
I don't know, honey. I think we have a pretty solid inside perspective.
You know what? It never hurts to listen to the people.
Oh, what did you do, Tim?
Sorry.
The people know. Whenever we had a creative disagreement on the grinder, we would go to them and let them guide us.
What? Wait, who?
A random focus groupie. A collection of completely average strangers who help us decide what works and what doesn't.
For what?
Anything. Which is why they're so valuable. It's also why Mitch Griner is the highest testing TV character in history.
Okay, I'm just not sure that we need a focus group to find out if Dad has a temper.
Well, no, I'm not either. But what if we could use the focus group to get us from not sure to definitely sure?
I think that we take these things out of context. Do you think that they're funny, or people who know these shows are happy to hear? I'm wondering.
Yeah, if you don't know the show, maybe, but I know the show, and I think it's really funny. And William Devane plays the father.
And he's good at that stuff.
He's hysterical.
Yeah. All right, here is Zooey Deschanel, who plays the new girl, and she got served with a restraining order on the program this week.
Hi, I'm looking for Jessica Day.
Oh, right here.
You've just been served.
What? A restraining order from Sam. Oof. I'm not a restraining order person.
Restraining order?
When I find Sam, I'm going to kill him.
You can't find Sam because you have a restraining order.
Winston, you have to help me with this.
Sam is the only one who can drop this charge. But the magic of a restraining order is that you can't talk to him. And that is human drama.
That voice sounds like the guy who played... In the Good Wife, the lawyer from Canada. I'm trying to remember his name. All these voices are beginning to sound the same.
Let's see. They have Jake Johnson, Max Greenfield, and Lamone Morris are the co-stars. Damon Wayans Jr.
All right, let's talk about your heart and your blood pressure and how important nitric oxide levels are to your continuing get good reports from your doctor about your blood pressure. If you don't have good blood pressure, you ought to call 800-655-4183 and order yourself some Super Beets. Super Beets. Super Beets is a super food. Take a shot of that. It opens up the veins and arteries in your system, the arteries that carry blood to every area of your body, your brain, your muscles, all your internal organs. It makes everything function better, and you have better blood pressure. No stroke risk. The heart disease goes way down. You need the plus of boosting your nitric oxide levels, and that's what you get with Super Beets, a superfood, all-natural, non-GMO beets. 800-655-4183. Again, it's 800-655-4183 to order them, or go to DougLikesBeets.com for Super Beets. Get on that program.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-G-O-L-D.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profit. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to richmoneyrich.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com.
From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
If you're in the getting away mood, this is a week for lots of people to be traveling and there are a lot of headaches. We'll address how to get around and work through some of those headaches with Pauline Frommer from Frommers.com, the home of the Frommer's Travel Guide, in just a matter of moments here on Good Day.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Set up multiple local numbers to give your business the appearance of being local, no matter where your office is. I also recommend adding a toll-free number to make it easy to serve national customers. There are some 800 numbers, but you can also have an 877-866 or 844 toll-free vanity number that makes your number easy to remember and promotes your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Hi, Pauline Frommer is here from Frommers.com, the home of the Frommer's Travel Guide. Any number of things going on, Pauline. I wonder, I saw the pictures, you probably did too, of this plane that was on its way to Nashville from New York, got struck by birds and had to land in Charleston. I thought those windshields on planes were a lot stiffer than that. You like to think that planes are built so that they would withstand something like that. It just seems odd, may have been the way they was hit, but when that happens.
Well, I guess it must have been a mighty big bird,
yeah.
Wasn't it? That was pretty crazy.
Yeah, it was kind of crazy. One of the things you write about this week is the, I don't know if announcement is the correct way of looking at it, but
right.
The focus on what happens if you're on a multi-city trip. In other words, it's not a one-way, it's not a round trip. I do this all the time. Go from Boston to Miami to Los Angeles, back to Boston again, and I'll put it all in one itinerary. Or at least I used to, but I'm not going to anymore. I'll buy single,
nope.
You know, you just buy a single leg. And why don't you explain
yeah.
what the airlines have figured out how to screw more of the passengers with the multi-city.
Well, this is something that American, Delta, and United all came out with, coincidentally, about a month ago. Isn't
no collusion
odd?
There, though.
Yeah. No collusion. Actually, the Department of Justice may be investigating it. There's a big call for them to do so. But anyway, it used to be if you went to a travel agency or an online travel agency and you wanted to fly American, say, to from New York to Boston to Miami and, you know, somewhere else all in one week and then back to New York, the easiest way to do it was to get one ticket that allowed for these multiple stops.
Right.
Well, the airlines are saying that consumers have figured out that certain routes are cheaper, and so sometimes people are using the system to get a cheaper flight by flying from, say, New York to Boston and then Miami rather than straight to Miami. So they've cleaned this up with a sledgehammer. They are now requiring anybody who books a multi-stop itinerary on one ticket to pay the refundable fare. And the refundable fare, everybody gets non-refundable tickets because they tend to be five times, six times, seven times less expensive.
Right.
So people are, without even knowing it, are seeing these whopping fares. In one case, a fare for a multi-stop itinerary was something like $1,200. Those flights booked independently as one-ways came to $300.
Oh, so you just book them one way, that's all. That takes care of the
you
problem, right?
You gotta book them one way. It yeah. solves the problem, but a lot of people don't even know this problem
no,
exists.
They do.
It just was put into place
right.
a month ago.
Remember the old
so
hidden cities?
Do
you remember hidden cities, how we used to before, you know, if it was a one-way, you can still do it if it's a one-way. Yeah, you want to
sure.
go to Cleveland, but you find out the ticket from Boston to Columbus is cheaper than the flight to Cleveland, but you got to go through Cleveland anyway. You just get off the plane. That
well, that's what the airlines are trying to stop with this.
Right.
But it's a really, really nefarious way to do it, and it's angering a lot of people.
As well it should. Speaking of anger, about 6,800 American Airlines passengers missed their flights because of the TSA. Americans hopping mad and sore passengers about that. What do we know, and what can be done to fix it?
Well, the TSA under-budgeted. They thought more people were going to sign up for pre-check, so they didn't hire enough folks to man those security lines, but they are staffing up now. If you're traveling in the next couple of months, get there early. The lines are ugly.
All right. A lot of things you can read about at Frommers.com, the Frommers Travel Guide. Pauline Frommer here from Frommers on the Good Day program. Thanks, Pauline.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-